Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
What's going on, America? And welcome to the ultimate episode of the Dear America podcast. Yeah. First of all, can I just say, I just did 2,000 miles in 2 days. So I listen to a lot of podcasts. We by far have the greatest intro music of any podcast. Shout out to my good friends, Elyria. I actually am good friends with those guys, and they allowed me to use that solo section of their song, and it's balling.
I've had some people ask about it.
Man, I'm telling you.
2,000 miles.
2,000 miles.
Your legs must be tired.
Yes, they are.
I don't have the snare thing anymore.
All right, so today, the title of this episode is eloquently entitled, They Cheated. Okay? They cheated.
Wonder who you're referring to.
I've got data. I've got examples. I've got information. And I actually have notes this episode.
Look out.
Because there are just so many things to talk about. But before we do, ladies and gentlemen, the only reason we can continue to bring you this show is through your support, and you can support us by going to www.912united.com and purchasing a Pro America t-shirt. We got a new launch coming up for Black Friday, but you can get the current launch now. If you support us, if you support the show, if you support America, go to 912united.com right now. Okay, we're going to start this show off with a message from our president. All right, so President Trump tweeted this out just about 3 hours ago. All right, so I'm going to read it verbatim in Trump language. This was the text. Breaking from President Trump. Report, Dominion. So for those of you who don't know what Dominion is the software that like 28 states used to count the votes in the election. Okay?
Gotcha.
Dominion.
It's a game. It's a board game, too.
Yeah, what a weird name to call. All right. Dominion. Anyway, all right. Dominion deleted. Now, this is Donald Trump 3 hours ago. Now, this to me does not sound like a rant. This to me does not sound like, you know.
He's mad about something.
Mystic vampire, you know, all that kind of stuff. This sounds to me like they've got something.
Yeah, like he knows something. Yeah.
Okay, so this is what it says. Dominion deleted 2.7 million Trump votes nationwide.
What?
Data analysis finds 221,000 Pennsylvania votes switched from President Trump to Biden. 941,000 Trump votes deleted. States using Dominion voting system switched 435,000 votes from Trump to Biden.
I have to hear this. Oh, that eagle.
That is straight from the president as of 3 hours ago.
He's probably just making that up.
That's an awful, very specific thing to make up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's one thing if he would have said Dominion
deletes millions of votes.
Dominion stole the election.
Right.
This is very specific stuff.
Pretty specific.
And this is alleged. Actually, you know what?
This is the
audio version. This is the truth, people. Okay? And this is what I want to talk to you guys about. I am so sick and tired of, I found myself, had a lot of time to think on the drives. And the more and more I thought about it, the more and more I thought of what a tipping point we're at here in America.
100%.
And the more and more I thought about it, the more and more I thought about this. It doesn't matter who wins this election. And what I mean by that is, it doesn't matter. Because no one really believes that the election votes are valid. I don't care what you say. Dems, if you're listening, which I doubt you are, but if you are.
Some of them do.
You know that there's some fishy stuff going on here. Okay? All right? It's just like I said this. I had to give a speech at the University of Missouri. And I said, it's just like your favorite football team that gets that very questionable pass interference call that goes their way. Mm-hmm. Now, as the fan of that team, you're super happy.
Right.
But even in the back of your mind, you know, we got away with one there.
Yeah.
All right? If you're a Democrat, you have to be feeling that same kind of way. Like, you have to be seeing all of these videos, all of this everything, and going, maybe it's not all it's cut out to be. But I've got actual logic. I've got math involved in this. But we're going to start off today with the most biggest controversy of everything, right? Mm-hmm. So 3 days ago, 2 days ago, the things that started this whole deal was you had a USPS whistleblower come mm-hmm. forward saying that they heard their supervisors say that they needed to take those bins of ballots that were after the final day and they need to backdate them to make them work. Okay, this was a sworn affidavit under threat of perjury.
Yeah.
Okay. And then reports came out that whistleblower had recanted their statement, and even further rumors came out that the GOP offered him $130,000 to say it. Okay. I will say that this guy is a former Marine, and mm-hmm. his name is Richard Hopkins. He was a whistleblower. He had animosity. Is that what it's called?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He didn't have to do this. Well, he comes out and he basically says, every single one of y'all can suck it. And this is what he says. Now, I'm going to play you his response first, and then I'm going to play you some scary stuff. Okay? Because James O'Keefe over at Project Veritas brought out some things too. So here is him. All right, this is his response to seeing the articles.
Okay.
My name is Richard Hopkins. I am the postal employee who came out and whistle blew on the Erie PA Postal Service, postal office. I am right at this very moment looking at an article written by Washington Post. It says that I fabricated the allegations of ballot tampering. I'm here to say that I did not recant my statements. That did not happen. That is not what happened. And you will find out tomorrow. And I would like that the Washington Post mm-hmm. recant their
yeah.
wonderful little article that they decided to throw out there out of random.
All right. So that was him right there saying that these articles are not true. That is not what happened. And then he said, you'll find out tomorrow. And then Project Veritas brings out something. And this is a super long video, but I'm going to play you the first, I don't know, like honestly, like minute or so, because you need to hear. So to put context for those of you that are listening, I think James O'Keefe is asking Richard Hopkins a question first. And then they play a tape because when he was being interrogated by our government, he recorded it. All right. Mm. And so what you'll hear when it starts to get weird, this is an actual member of the government, FBI, I'm pretty
sure.
Yeah.
Crooked.
And just listen to what it sounds like. Oh, that is not
FBI. FBI is its own little cult in our government.
This right here.
good people work there.
They were grilling the hell out of me.
How are you feeling right now?
I'm kind of pissed.
This is Richard Hopkins.
I feel like I just got played.
Here's the tape after this little dramatic music here.
My God.
Just 1 second.
One man.
All right, here we go. It's finna happen. I swear it's faceless.
And so let me make good on that promise right away.
This is the agent. Okay?
This storm is getting crazy, right? And it's out of a lot of people's control. And so the reason they called me in is to try to harness that storm, try to reel it back in before it gets really crazy.
Okay? I understand.
Because we have senators involved. We have the Department of Justice involved. We have
Trump's lawyers' team's gotten a hold of me.
I'm not. Well, I am actually. I am trying to twist you a little bit.
Listen.
Because in that, believe it or not, your mind will kick in.
Okay.
We like to control our mind, and when we do that, we can convince ourselves of a memory. But when you're under a little bit of stress, which is what I'm doing to you purposely, your mind can be a little bit clearer. And we're going to do a different exercise, too, to make your mind a little bit clearer.
Okay? Good to go.
So, but this is all on purpose.
Okay? Roger.
I'm not scaring you, but I am scaring you here.
I'm not scaring you, but I am scaring you. This is America. Like, this isn't a member of the mob or the Manson family.
Mm-hmm.
This is a United States postal worker. And if you're feeling the awkward kind of silence in the room, it's because it is. It's awkward. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to know that that is real. I mean, that really happened.
Yeah.
That conversation to a legal, law-abiding citizen that works for the post office, that's what's happening to this guy.
Yeah.
And they did the same thing to Flynn. Mm-hmm. All right, they did the same thing to Flynn. They do these ambush tactics, and then they go round and round and ask the same question in slightly different ways 147 times to get you to finally answer it in a way that they can turn it around on you.
Mm-hmm.
So the question I have to say, if I will say, if I can be transparent and critique the Trump campaign, I'm going to critique them the same way that I critique them with Flynn. Flynn should have never have been taking that interview without multiple representatives there.
Yeah.
This guy, same way. So you got to ask yourself this question, and we got to get in our first sponsor before we continue to go down this list, because it's a long list, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to go down the rabbit hole today. Ask yourself this question. If this guy is interrogated like he's a member of the mob, okay, except the mob wouldn't be that stupid. They wouldn't say, I'm not scaring you,
right?
But I'm scaring you. They wouldn't do that. They're not so dumb that they wouldn't say flat out what they're doing like that.
Right.
Either way, but moving forward. One, why would that happen to this guy? And two, why would multiple major media outlets like the Washington Post then fabricate a false article saying that he recanted his statement, which he then made a video saying, no, I did not. And then other outlets go as far to say that the GOP paid this guy $130,000 to lie.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Why? You have to ask the questions, why? Why would anyone do that? Why would anyone do that? All right, again, we've got a lot to go on here, but let's get into a sponsor.
iTarget. Yes, sir.
All right. iTarget has been with us a long time. They're really good friends of ours. And at this day and age, when ammo is hard to get a hold of, they're just fantastic. This year has reminded me of many things, including how important it is to look after the ones we love. This holiday, give the gift of safety, accuracy, and self-defense. Give them iTarget Pro. When the government can't or won't protect your family, self-defense is your only option, but most of us don't have time to consistently train. Plus, ammo is really expensive, like I just said. Using their proprietary app and laser bullet, you can now train safely in the convenience of your own home with your actual firearm. iTarget Pro comes in all the major calibers, including 223 and 5.56, so you can stay sharp with the most Man, long day. Stay sharp with almost any firearm. Today, you can save 10% plus get free shipping with the offer code GRAHAM at checkout when you go to itargetpro.com. This is the smartest way for you to practice, and it pays for itself in just a few days. This holiday season, give the gift that is a bullseye. That's the letter I, targetpro.com, itargetpro.com, offer code Graham. All right, so it is not unknown that Georgia is going to a recount for the presidential election, but the worst part is we've got a 50-48 current Republican swing in the Senate, and there is two Senate races that have to go into a runoff in January. Okay? It's a major deal.
Yeah.
Right? Because if the Republicans lose both of those seats, we've got a locked Senate.
Yeah.
And
we're in trouble.
I mean, if people don't understand what that means that literally nothing will get passed. Nothing will happen for at least 2 years. Mm-hmm. It's very serious stuff. So yeah. I saw this today, and this just lets you know how crazy this is. Reports are starting to come out that Democrats are urging people to move into Georgia before the runoff.
Wow. I mean, yeah, they're not hiding it anymore, so that makes sense. Let's get as many voters as we can.
Isn't there like a statute where you have to live in a place for a certain amount of time to be able to vote there?
You would think. I mean, I don't think so, though, because when you move to a new place, you have to get a new ID within 30 days, most places. And when you do get an ID, you're registered to vote. So 30 days, maybe?
I mean, that means they got to move in the next 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Anyway, I mean, but think about that. How crazy is that, huh? Hey, liberals in other areas, we really need to have Georgia because we want to take over the world. That's very interesting.
Yeah, and have no opposing viewpoint, just our radical utopia vision with no one to contest it.
Yep. Okay. All right. So let's go into the bulk of this stuff.
Meat.
And this is stuff that I have been researching. This is stuff that I have now found out. And I could not be any more positive. In the beginning, I was playing the more political things like, hey, you know, let's figure it out. Let's make sure. And if Biden won, he won.
Yeah.
I could not be any more positive that they cheated than I am today. And it's probably only going to get worse as it goes on. I have never been more positive in my life that they cheated.
Yeah, 2 million votes flipped. I mean, that would give Trump the popular vote also.
Well, right. Well, you know, let's remove President Trump's most recent tweet and let's just talk about the things that we know. Mm-hmm. Okay, certain things that just do not work. Okay? They cheated. So let's just look at numbers, okay? Obama. Let's look at this. They say that Biden has shattered Obama's record for votes.
Sure.
Okay? So a country that was so ready to elect the first black president. Let's remove what we think of his presidency for the sake of the argument. Mm-hmm. He was the worst president we've ever had. I mean, he could become second place if Biden gets in. But either way, Obama's the worst president we ever had. You mean to tell me that America was so ready to vote in a black president that they then, because they did it twice, so 4 years after he got out, then would just destroy his voting turnout for a old white dude.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe that.
All right, in the midst of BLM.
In the midst of BLM. So, but let's look at numbers between Obama and Trump here, okay? And this is stats stuff, all right? The incumbent. It is not uncommon for the incumbent to lose support in the re-election campaign. Okay? It's not. It's not uncommon. Obama was negative 4 million votes. He had 4 million votes less in his re-election campaign, but he was going against Mitt Romney, who was probably the worst candidate any party has ever had. And I'll say he was even worse than Biden, because Romney wasn't senile. Biden's senile. So the fact that he just got destroyed like he did was terrible. Mm-hmm. All right. So Obama in his reelection campaign as the incumbent was negative 4 million votes to his election years. Trump, the incumbent, was plus 10 million.
Really?
He gained 10 million more votes. And counting, by the way.
Yeah. 12, apparently, with those other 2 million.
70 as it stands right now. 72 million people have voted for Trump, which that shatters Obama's record. Mm-hmm. Biden's at 76. Okay, so let's do some simple math here. Okay, so if you do some simple math, that's 148 million. Okay, 148 million people cast their vote. Out of that 148 million, I think it's actually now, it's either 101 or 103. Let's just do 101 for the sake of the lower number. 101 million of those are mail-in votes. Where massive dumps of those, okay, this is the weird parts, all right? 26,700 votes come in a mail dump or in a ballot dump. 100% go to one candidate.
Yeah.
Okay, they debunk the 120 or 160,000 votes that it was in Michigan or wherever it was, but it was somewhere close to that. Either way, 100 votes. Do you know what the odds are of 100 people voting for 2 different candidates?
Yeah.
And all of them being one candidate? Do you have any idea?
Zero.
Yeah.
Well, below zero.
It's astronomical. It is almost mathematically impossible.
You got a bigger chance of dying of COVID.
Grab a quarter and flip it 100 times and watch what happens. Okay? All right. But I'm not done here. Donald Trump goes up a point in D.C., now, he got shattered, but he went up a point in D.C.
Yeah.
Goes up 5 points in Chicago. He does better in Florida than he did the year before. He does. Beverly Hills turned out to be a red county.
Yeah, imagine that.
Think about that for 5 seconds. Okay, we won every challenge to an incumbent seat at the Republicans. We gained plus five seats in the House. Mm-hmm. And so far we have held the Senate. Every single aspect of this election, the Republicans won, except for the presidency.
Yep.
Okay, let me explain something else to you. The odds of that happening are very, 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 very rare. That the Republican ticket as a whole dominates.
Right. Well, that was another thing people said they were seeing, was that, you know how you can do the whole party? You just vote for the whole party. The whole ballot was Republican except for the president.
Right.
And they voted for Biden. Tell me why someone would vote exactly all Republican.
All right. Explain this to me. 1,774% increase in 90-year-old voters. Think about that for 5 seconds. 1,774% increase in 90-year-old mm-hmm. voters.
People who were worried at first when he got elected, and then after they saw what he did, they're like, heck yeah.
They're 90.
So?
They're not.
They still vote.
If I'm 90 years old, you got one more term. Okay.
More than 4 years.
So you're telling me that there's enough 90-year-olds who lived through freaking 90 years ago? Yeah.
World War II.
That 1,774% of them aren't registered to vote yet?
I have no idea.
This isn't voter turnout. Yeah. This is registering to vote.
Oh, I gotcha.
Okay?
Gotcha. That's a big difference.
Turning
for sure.
Point USA right now has 184 pages of proven voter fraud cases in America.
For this election?
We have currently 1,000 names of people who were born in 1902 who voted.
Yeah.
Okay, but I'm not done, all right? Because a lot of people are going to say, well, that happens all the time. All right? But let's talk about mathematics for a moment. Yes, the Mississippi guy is going to talk about mathematics. You ever heard of Benford's Law? You know what that is?
Benford's Law, huh?
Benford's Law, okay. This is the de facto number one thing as to why people, and I'm drawing for Jake. Unfortunately, you can't see it because I'm drawing for Jake. But Benford's Law is basically the law that talks about anytime you deal with massive amounts of numbers and data, they all generally go in a mathematical proven trend where they start up high and then they do a gradual kind of turn down like this. Mm-hmm. Okay. This is just the way it goes. All right. This is Benford's law. All right. If you look at all the past elections, you look at 2008, 2012, 2016, you look at Obama, McCain, Obama, Romney, Trump, Clinton, winner and loser fall 100% with Benford's law as far as the voting pattern goes.
Yeah.
Okay. So basically you start off, you know, high with your votes and then eventually they start tampering off, right? Just like a video. Okay. Video picks up, it goes super, super high, and then eventually it starts doing this, right?
Right.
Okay. Biden's looks a bit like this.
An extra little jump in
there. It completely and utterly breaks all the fundamental basics of Benford's law. Now, I'm not smart enough to know this, but the people who understand Benford's law have said this and written about it. The odds of beating Benford's law, 1 in a billion.
Dang.
1 in a billion chance.
So they didn't. They cheated.
That you didn't. Well, at what point do you need enough for the people that say, you know,
need evidence,
listen to the science, yeah, and listen to the experts.
Science is back, baby.
Well, science has a lot to do with math, right?
Pretty sure.
The mathematics say that Biden's win defies mathematics. Hello?
Pretty sure that's science. That's evidence, right?
But I'm being honest, like, no matter what side of the fence you're on, you have to sit there and go, huh. It is the same reality of shooting a basketball, okay? It does the same curve pattern. It's inverted, but it's the same curve pattern.
Mm-hmm.
Of shooting a basketball, and it's just short of the hoop, and then it lifts up and then goes into the hoop.
Yeah.
It is the same probability of that, is what they're saying. 1 in a billion shot of that.
This is going to totally destroy the Democratic Party if it's all true.
1 in a billion shot. But hold on. I'm not done. Okay. So actually, you know what? There's a lot. And I really don't want to have to break anymore. So let's get this sponsor. And then, guys, you're not going to believe this stuff once I play you some of the tapes and once we talk about this stuff. So let's get into a sponsor. All right, so Patriot Mobile. This week we are waking up to a nightmare scenario. The left is on the brink of controlling the future of this nation, not if we can help it. Funded by corporations like Verizon, who took your hard-earned money and used it to put radicals in power, this is why it's so important that we stick together and support companies who share our values. I'm proud to partner with Patriot Mobile because they never send a penny to the left, Planned Parenthood, or those who seek to shred our Constitution. You can switch with confidence because they use the same network as the largest providers for much less, and switching is easy. Keep your phone number, bring your own phone, or buy a new one. Just go to patriotmobile.com/Graham or call their U.S.-based customer service team at 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. Veterans and first responders save even more, so please make the switch today. The same service, a lower price, and the values you believe in. Get free activation and a special gift with the offer code Graham. So that's patriotmobile.com/Graham, patriotmobile.com/Graham, or 972-PATRIOT. All right, so this was very interesting, and I'll give Charlie Kirk credit here because he brought this to my attention. He found a BBC article. Okay, yes, that BBC, all right, which I would like to say that most conservatives aren't the biggest fans of the BBC, but there was an article printed out by the BBC.
British bullcrap.
Yes, about going into third world countries to determine if voter fraud is happening. And it is remarkable, all right? It is remarkable the similarities that are going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so get ready. I've got multiple sources here that's just going to blow y'all's minds. Okay. There are several key factors to voter fraud. One is massive changes overnight. Okay? Massive changes overnight. There's countless people that come from Venezuela before. Is it Chavez? Hugo Chavez in Venezuela? Okay. When Chavez was trying to come into power, so many people would say that they would go to bed and the person that they want to be winning was winning. And then they would wake up and Chavez was winning.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then within a decade, he ruined Venezuela with socialism.
Yep.
Okay. All right. But here's the crazy part. Okay. It is almost unheard of to have super high voting turnout rates. Okay, even in places like Australia, where voting is mandatory, the best they've ever done is 95%. Mm. And voting is mandatory.
Dang.
All right. What is another key thing for voter fraud? High voter turnout in specific areas. So let's take Wisconsin, for example. Look at me with multiple sources here. Let's take Wisconsin, for example. Now, this was a comprehensive study done.
Get your glasses on, like down at the bottom of your nose.
All right. So they took five counties in Wisconsin. Five counties. Now, I just told you that even in places with mandatory voting, they are lucky to get 95. In fact, 95% is the highest it's ever been. Okay, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
These are five counties in Wisconsin. Washington County, 96.6. St. Croix, 96. Dane, 90.38. Waukesha, 94.56. And Ozaukee, 94.96.
Hold up. Wait a minute.
These are, for those of you paying attention, these were some of the states that swung, counties that swung the state. Washington County, 96.6% voter rate.
It's impressive.
All right. One more time for those of you who just some people need a little extra push. Okay. In places like Australia that have mandatory voting, the highest they've ever gotten is 95%. One of the number one factors of going into a third world country to prove voter fraud is high turnout rate in specific areas.
Mm-hmm.
The areas that flipped the state of Wisconsin in Washington County alone was 96.6. So Australia, the highest they've ever had on mandatory voting is 95%. Washington County did 96.6. The state as a whole, To be transparent, was 92.
Wow.
92.
I mean, in theory,
country that mandates it, the best they've ever done is 95.
Yeah. It makes you think like, well, good, people are going out and voting. But it also makes you think, how did that happen? Did people go door to door, handing out like it just does not make sense.
But
that
then
96%.
Again, you got to look at it. Where was Biden's ground game? It wasn't there. There was no Biden ground game. It was the Trump campaign that had people knocking on doors.
Yeah.
It was the Trump campaign that did 14 rallies in 2 days. Biden was sitting in his basement. He even had the Freudian slip where he says, I don't need your vote. I need you to be for me after I win.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people are like, oh, he's just senile. No, I think he accidentally slipped that out.
For the Harris-Biden campaign, that was a slip too.
All right, but we're not done with this report, and then we're moving on to something else. The number one red flag sign when these people go into a third world country to decide to help them identify voter fraud. Any idea?
The media calls it.
No.
No.
Delayed outcomes.
Delayed outcomes. To make it look like they're
the number one red flag in fraud in the elections is delayed outcomes. And we still have states that aren't called.
Yeah. Interesting.
Are you starting to see what we're talking about here, people? It's not conspiracy when you have data, you have mathematical proof that Biden had a 1 in billion shot to win the election and Joe Biden pulled that off? Really? Are you kidding me? But that's not the scariest part here, ladies and gentlemen, and I've got a video for this. Has anybody ever heard of Hammer and Scorecard?
Hammer and Scorecard? I don't think so.
Anybody? Okay. Don't worry. I've got video, and I'm going to play it for you, and we're going to talk about this.
Rest in peace, Trebek.
All right, here we go. I think it is this one. Yep. Nope, that is not it. It is this one.
I've been hearing a lot about something called Hammer and Scorecard. First, tell everybody what it is.
Well, Hammer and Scorecard, Hammer is a surveillance tool designed to seek out...
Okay, just before this guy starts talking, this is Lieutenant George Thomas McInerney. It's a really weird name, okay? But listen to what he says one more time. This is a little longer clip, but I feel like you need to listen to this whole thing here, okay?
First, tell everybody what it is.
Well, Hammer and Scorecard, Hammer is a surveillance tool designed to seek out terrorists, started in 2003. It was converted by the Biden administration into a surveillance tool to listen to American people and record what they were doing. The Scorecard is an application like on your iPhone that can manipulate voting data, keep it within 3% so it's not obvious, but switch it from Trump to Biden, which the Democrats did in this election. And it is clearly one of the most subtle and stealthy ways of changing voting that there is today. And this is the first massive attack in the United States history.
Wow.
So now, there'll be no more free election, Chris, after this one,
yes,
if we get this issue resolved.
Well, General, I got to ask, because is there verifiable information that the Trump administration can use, that our citizens can see, that we can say that it was deployed in this election against American voters?
Yes, and we will show specifically at what time, for instance, in Michigan at 0400 on the 4th of November, 138,000 votes came in for Biden. We'll show a whole host of these that around the country in the key battleground states that were attacked, the time, and how many votes were changed. And we'll have to compare it manually to the votes that went in to the Secretary of State's office and then that came out, the differential.
Yeah.
Because people they all realize, I think, that the vote...
All right. So it's a pretty long interview, but he also goes on to say something there. So first of all, that's terrifying stuff. He goes on to say that he believes that allegedly this is the plan. So the Dems had the plan the entire time. They knew they were going to cheat. Okay, and we're just going to put Trump over here. All right. So the Dems had this idea that they were going to cheat. And they knew that they were going to have to use mail-in ballots and ballot dumps and all, or ballot harvesting and all this mess to cheat. But here's where the Democrats, if we're being completely transparent, the Republicans, we underestimated the Democrats, and then the Democrats underestimated us. Okay? We underestimated the amount of corruption that they would do to pull this off. And we just did. Okay, if we're going to self-analyze,
I mean, some of us, we need to self.
Well, but we're not campaign managers.
No.
Anyway, if we're going to self-analyze, the Republicans underestimated how far they would go, but then the Dems underestimated how well Trump would do. So here was the original plan, allegedly. The original plan, allegedly, was to, because naturally, some people were going to vote for Biden. So we'll put that as Biden votes. And they knew that that was going to funnel here and it was going to equal a certain amount. But then they also had all these, we'll call them fake votes, that they could activate to funnel in.
Like dead grandma votes.
Right, exactly. Okay. To make sure that he won. But here's where everything messed up. Okay. Here's where their plan did not work. And we've already talked about this ahead of time. There was a red wave that happened. We already talked about the fact that we picked up 5 seats in the House. We're holding on to the Senate. Every incumbent that was challenged won. But they were, and this was coming from the Lieutenant General. They said they were betting on, at best, Trump did what Obama did in his best year. Mm-hmm. But he shattered it. And they realized, holy crap, we're going to lose this thing because he shattered it.
Yeah.
And that's when Atlanta, Philly, Arizona, Nevada, Michigan, all got the order.
North Carolina. Or no.
Well, North Carolina ended up going Trump's way, so we'll just say this. Yeah. They all got the order to stop counting. Remember, we were watching Fox News. Remember they said, we're getting reports now that Philadelphia will be done counting for the rest of the night.
You know, I think part of it is because they had a plan to fake a certain amount of votes. Like, okay, if he gets up 100,000, exactly. We're prepared.
Their plan was he would not do well enough to where they could shift the fake votes in to make Biden win, but it wouldn't look so obvious that nobody would ask. But then everybody went to sleep. And Trump had like a 700,000 vote lead. And then we wake up.
What happened?
And Biden's winning. This is where the plan broke down.
Yeah.
And this is where we find ourselves in these issues right this second. Is because Trump did, and there was this massive wave of people that got out to support this president. If you take away the cheating, the most supported president in history for an election, they weren't anticipating how well he would do, and then they had to quadruple down on the fake votes.
Right.
And that's what made Biden defy mathematics, break Binford's law. That's what happened to these ballot dumps where he got 100% of the votes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where they have truly lost because America saw it.
Yeah.
Now, this leads me to the ending of this. I don't know what's going to happen. I really don't. I don't know if Trump is going to win it all out. I don't know. I think that it does go to the Supreme Court, but the Supreme Court has to decide on if they're even going to hear it. So I don't know. But what I do know is Trump has no choice but to fight until they literally drag him out of the White House.
Yeah.
And here's why. And I have it written down here in my notes. Trump must prove fraud, win or lose. Win or lose, Trump has got to prove or at least shed enough light to enough people, like 72 million of us.
Mm-hmm.
That the system is rigged and that your vote actually doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
And so therefore, the Democrats have stripped you of what it actually means to be an American.
Yeah.
Trump has to, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but Trump has to go down swinging. Perhaps the greatest thing that Donald Trump could do for Americans, win or lose this election, is prove that the system is broken and the system needs to be blown apart as far as how we vote.
Yep. Yeah, exactly.
That is his ultimate thing.
And look at, you know, the Democrats are ahead on this too. They've been planning the mail-in votes since, you know, coronavirus started happening. And what else did they throw in there that we were totally like caught off guard about? They said Trump is going to refuse to leave office. And we've been saying the whole time, like, what are you talking about? If he loses, he's going to leave office. But look what's starting to happen. It's going to look like to the left that he's refusing to leave office, just like they set it up, just like he's refusing to count mail-in votes, all that kind of stuff. And the one thing I say to people on the left is, imagine you voted for Biden and before it went in, I went in and put it for Trump. Would you be upset about it? Well, times that by 2 million people. One is too much. To lie about somebody's vote is hits us to the core of our democracy, our republic, everything that we fight for, have fought wars for, one vote. So you're telling me 2 million were switched? There's serious, serious consequences, and, oh, man, it's not going to be pretty, but too bad they have the majority of the citizens on the left on their side brainwashed, so it's going to be rough.
Well, again, Donald Trump, President Trump, you know, your greatest legacy may be losing this election, but in the end, fixing America. Mm-hmm. Because Lindsey Graham said it best, if Donald Trump concedes and we don't fight, a Republican will never, ever, ever win again. Because the truth of the matter is this, a Republican pretty much has to run the table to win now. You have to run the table to win as a Republican. Mm-hmm. Because all the major electoral college states are blue, and they ain't never turning not blue.
Yep. Only the opposite.
Especially now. Yeah, they're going Austin. To like, they're going to like black. So, you know, like, that might have been a bad color choice.
Well, no, like,
well, what's like a darker shade of blue?
Navy.
Navy. They're going Navy.
Yeah.
Donald Trump knows that he owes it to the American people to prove once and for all either A, that everything was on the up and up and they can trust the system, or B, that it was rigged. It was lied about, and the majority of America were robbed of their voice. And if he can prove that, you will see a revolution like you have never seen before.
Declare war that day on who's responsible.
It will be, and I'm calling it right now. This is the audio version. This is uncensored. I can say whatever I want. The second Donald Trump can prove that they took our vote away, I will be in D.C. Uh-huh. with everyone else, and we will freaking bring this corrupt establishment down.
It's not just a deportation either. It's bigger than that.
No, they need to be punished
publicly
to the highest extent that you can punish people as traitors of the government.
Mm-hmm. Traitors to America.
If it's proven true.
Yeah.
Of allegedly doing this kind of stuff. What are the other options? So, you know, I personally want to see a freaking nationwide revote, but there's no way that that can happen.
Yeah.
But there is, you know, a lot of people are like, revote, there's no precedent for that. You can't do a revote. There actually is precedent. It happened in North Carolina. For the opposite side, actually, the Republicans cheated. So there is precedent. Okay, so the Supreme Court, if they choose to hear this, they can vote to have a revote, not a recount, a revote in Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Arizona, Nevada.
All those people who waited for 3 hours.
Okay, listen, but they can.
Yeah.
They can demand a revote.
And have poll watchers the whole time.
And have it the most lockdown revote that you've ever seen in your life. And there is time. There is time, people. And that's what we're trying to say. The only way that Donald Trump doesn't win, either A, by retaining the White House, or B, exposing fraud, is if he concedes. Mm-hmm. And I don't see it. I don't see him conceding. A lot of reports are coming out. He's talking about 2024 or starting his own TV network or starting a super PAC. I'm sure that he is. Any smart person would start working on a backup just in case it doesn't go your way, because you really got to look at it like this. How many weeks do we got before the 20th of January? Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, about 8.5 weeks. So he's got 2.5 months. 2.5 months to swing for the fences. 2.5 months to just throw haymakers. For 2.5 straight months. Why not? Why not?
Yeah.
Throw everything you can at these sorry, sycophantic, horrific pieces of human God. Throw everything you can at them, because the American people deserve to know that they can trust the most sacred thing that we have as Americans, or we can't.
Yeah. This is the bottom of the ninth inning. with America versus the deep state.
This is
Trump was Trump. That's why he was elected, to fix this very thing, to be the president that comes in and is not this typical BS politician. And it's the ninth hour. Is that what they call it?
Yeah.
It's the last chance. And if he concedes or if he loses,
he won't concede.
Yeah. They win and it's over. So this is our last chance.
I encourage you all to continue to have faith. And I encourage you all to continue to stand strong. Things are coming. They've already got a March for Trump in D.C. happening this weekend. I guarantee you bigger things are going to happen. I know for a fact they're planning rallies, Trump rallies. You need to show up. And you need to be there. And you need to, the time for saying that you believe something, but when push comes to shove, you're not there, it's over.
What do you care more about, your freedom my or freaking what your mother, friends think?
My freaking mother-in-law is talking about showing up to these things. I mean, this is as serious of a time as there has ever been. Because if, and please listen to me, if this is true, they have betrayed the very essence of what makes America, America. Our power and our authority to vote. Americans hold the authority. And if this is true, the government stole our authority away from us as the most principled genetic level of being an American. That should piss you off more than anything. The time for sitting in your living room tweeting is over. If President Trump says he's going to be somewhere and you need to show up, then by God, you need to show up. If you got to stand in line for 8 hours, by God, you got to do it. You got to do it. The world needs to see that there is no way that a man that is followed by tens of hundreds of thousands wherever he goes, there is no way that a senile geriatric patient that never left the basement or never left a 100-mile radius of where he lived won. This is not over. Not by a long shot. Don't lose the faith, guys. We're going to be here, and we're going to keep you updated as much as we can, as often as we can. That's all we got for this episode. Jake, where can they find you?
Parler. At Producer Jake.
Good idea. Yes. Forget everywhere else. Go follow us on Parler right now. If you like this uncensored talk, go to Parler. Daily Rants are back at Graham Allen. Go to Parler right now. Follow me. We'll see you again next time.
Yeah.